Good evening. This is Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, March 28th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Flo and Scotiabank partner to provide mobile top-up for customers across the Caribbean. New Sandals Resort in Barbados raises eyebrows and fiance wife under formal investigation. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Up to 50% off and pay nothing for 60 days. Visit a court store near you for pure madness. Look out for crazy deals. Up to 50% off and you pay nothing for 60 days. The mano, only a court. So miss it will be pure madness. Courts must be crazy.
What?
Courts must be mad.
Oh, you mean?
Courts must be crazy. Courts mad again. Courts bringing value home.
UWP leader Lennox Linton says the explanations being given by Police Chief Daniel Carbon regarding his refusal to grant permission to the UWP for their planned 5,000 people march is bogus and makes no sense. Carbon officially responded to the UWP by letter dated 24th March, denying permission to the UWP to hold a 5,000 people march. Carbon's letter made references to concerns for public safety and national security. Linton says this response is dictatorial and unjust.
The police chief, Daniel Carbon, has denied the march, he says in his letter, for public safety and national security reasons. So what Mr. Carbon is saying to us is that he believes, and the National Security Minister has advised him under the direction of the Prime Minister, that the march, the peaceful march that we planned on the 30th of March in Roseau from 5 o'clock, from 5 to 6.30 thereabout, has created for them some concerns of public safety and some national security issues have come up as well, having regard to a march. As though we have never marched in Dominica before, as though there's never been any procession of people from point A to point B. This is dictatorial, it is brutal, and we move on. Like I said, we're required under the laws of Dominica to have the permission of the police for the march. They have unreasonably withheld that permission, but we are a law-abiding group, we'll go on with our business, and we will have two meetings.
Freelance journalist Kalal John Baptist says the current executive of the Dominica National Olympic Committee may have blatantly violated its own constitution. John Baptist says the Olympic Committee recently attempted to schedule an annual general election, an annual general meeting, and hold an election to restructure the executive with the deliberate absence of the media. John Baptist says this is unheard of.
The Dominica Olympic Committee, again, in total violation of the constitution of the DOC, they were attempting to hijack a meeting, have a meeting on Thursday, and have general elections on Thursday, in total violation of the constitution of the DOC, sent out nominations and did so many things. And so they were stopped right in their tracks as it relates to that, because the secretary of the Dominica Football Association, Mr. DeGalvey, wrote a letter and outlining a number of violations committed by the Dominica Olympic Committee. That letter, incidentally, was copied to the International Olympic Committee, who has since gotten involved. And it's so sad that, you know, the DOC continues to attempt to violate their own constitution. And so from my information, common sense would have prevailed. And so they have decided not to have the election, but they will be going ahead with the AGM. And also you would be aware that they have also have what we call a ban. It's a while now, the media, we will be going there and we would not be able to cover that. But we, the media, we will be going there and we will be covering that AGM.
A much-talked-about pilot health insurance scheme will be officially launched in Dominica on April 3, 2017. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit made the announcement at a public meeting at Dublin over the weekend. According to him, some $5 million has been allocated for the start-up of this program being operated by the Dominica Social Security. Government says the program will cater to mothers aged 35 and under who are pregnant and children 3 years and under to help them meet their medical expenses.
We will have the formal launch of it on April the 3rd. Is in respect to the pilot health insurance scheme, because all of us in this room now would have great difficulty in being able to cover the medical bill if we do fall sick and have to fly to Martinique or Barbados or somewhere else. And while we are not ready to launch the national health insurance scheme, because we've been talking about it for so long, the Labour Party government decided to let us run a pilot scheme and to target a particular group within the society, within the country, and to learn from those experiences, from the experiences which we'll gain from this pilot program, with the view of launching it nationally so that every single citizen who does not have a medical insurance will be covered under the national health insurance scheme. And what we have done is that we have capitalized this health insurance scheme with $5 million. And that money has already been transferred to the Dominica Social Security, who will be managing the pilot health program on behalf of the government. So we have utilized $5 million EC dollars from the Citizenship by Investment program to go into this new national health insurance scheme. So and what we're targeting is a number of children and mothers with children and expectant mothers, people who are expecting children.
According to Director of the Dominica Social Security, Janice Jajak Thomas, 80% of the course will be met by the pilot project, and the other 20% will be the responsibility of the beneficiaries. Farmers are being urged to maintain their feeder roads. Governments recently invested over $20 million for the rehabilitation of 10 feeder roads across the island. Agriculture Minister Johnson Drygo says the government has identified a further 5 million euros from the European Union for the rehabilitation of other feeder roads on the island. Drygo says it is important that farmers maintain these feeder roads.
We need you to adopt these feeder roads, because this kind of money will not be around again. You have to see the feeder road leading to your farm as the road leading to where you are making your livelihood. And we expect you to keep the drains clear at all times. Because I drove on the Salisbury Road in particular. We went right across that road. And 80% of the damages I saw on the road is because of the farmers not contributing to maintaining the road. The young trees I saw in the drains, the shrubs, the young coconuts, and all of this thing blocking the drains, when a heavy rain, the water has to find a way out. And the only way the water could find was to cut through the road. Water has to go out, you can't stop water. So therefore, the onus is on you, the farmers, who are driving up. And I saw so many pickups, four-wheel drives, on this road. Nobody stopping to move, not even a coconut branch from a drain.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton says the UWP will continue to demand that electoral reforms are implemented before any general election is held in Dominica. He reiterated this statement as rumors continue to circulate regarding alleged DLP government plans to call a snap election. The UWP insists that general elections will not be held in Dominica without the implementation of the requisite electoral reform. Linton says any such election would be an insult to the people of Dominica, and the UWP will resist it.
We have said it is not going to happen. We have said that it should not happen. We have given our advice. We have done everything that the parliamentary opposition can do in terms of raising the issue, articulating it to all of the relevant authorities, including foreign governments and foreign agencies. We have done all of that. We have sounded the call. We have blown the whistle. And to think now that because the people of Dominica are calling for the resignation of Roosevelt Skerrit, that he can all of a sudden call an election without electoral reform is an insult to the people of Dominica. It's once again abusing the authority that he has, and we'll resist it. We'll resist it with every fiber in our being.
Adding credit to your mobile phone has been made easier if you are a Flo and Scotiabank customer. According to a release, both companies have partnered to provide Mobile Top Up, a solution that allows customers to add credit to their phones directly from their Scotiabank online and mobile banking accounts or from any Scotiabank ATM across the Caribbean. This means that Flo customers no longer have to wait in long lines to stay connected, and Flo customers who use Scotiabank for their banking needs can top up their phones virtually anytime and anywhere in the region. We're happy to have teamed up with Scotiabank to integrate their banking with our mobile phone services, said Gary Sinclair, Caribbean President, Cable and Wireless Communications Operators of the retail brand Flo. Sinclair added, "We're always looking for new and convenient ways to enhance our customers' experience and make their lives easier." In more news, concerns are being raised about possible environmental damage as a result of the construction of Sandals Royal Barbados Resort, the new all-suite property that began as an expansion of the company's existing resort. Sustainability enthusiast Jim Webster said he was worried that the $160 million development was affecting the area's significant vegetation and hurting its natural and built heritage. And he questioned why government had given approval for the development, allowing the flora to be destroyed. Obviously, whatever process was followed to give Sandals the approval to take all those trees out and to fill in sort of a large land and build this, people are maybe not a lot happy about it, he said. Webster, who resides in Canada but visits Barbados frequently, said it was while doing research on the area that he discovered images that showed the rapid disappearance of the rich vegetation in just 4 years. And the wife of French presidential candidate François Fillon has been placed under formal investigation amid the continuing fake jobs inquiry. François Fillon was placed under formal investigation earlier this month. He's accused of paying hundreds of thousands of euros to his family for work they did not do. The center-right contender and his Welsh-born wife deny any wrongdoing. Until recently, Mr. Fillon was the favorite to win the elections, which will be held in April and May. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Flo and Scotiabank partner to provide mobile top-up for their customers across the Caribbean. New Sandals Resort in Barbados raises eyebrows, and Fionn's wife under formal investigation. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.